You can now buy the robot dog from Boston Dynamics. Microsoft admits removing the Edge browser is not possible. One company that will pay you to make TikTok videos for them, and Intel spends $20 billion and expands to Chandler, Arizona. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, episode 38. I'm Aaron Moss, your vaccinated host. Good to have you with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVY 1030 The Voice. And we post all of our shows on and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions. We have a great show for you today. Joining us again in studio is Chris from the Unscrewed Theater.
Hey, Aaron.
Good to have you with us. And as a co-host on the show today, you can say anything that you would like. That is G-rated. Okay.
I can do that.
I don't know what he's going to say. I have no idea where this conversation is going to go.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Many people are still needing internet service, and sometimes in very unusual ways. There was a community wireless program that was that had started back in December, but something must have happened to it. So we're going to get into that a little bit later on in the show. But first, our top tech news stories for this week. In gadgets, the robot dog, developed by Boston Dynamics, also called Spot, which was a four-legged robot that resembles a dog. It's able to walk, run, climb, and on various terrain. But the question is, what practical consumer uses are there? What do you think?
Oh, definitely a bomb-sniffing dog. It can go in and get bombs out.
Okay. I was thinking of, if I ever wanted my consciousness put into a computer, this is the vehicle that I would like to be inside.
You would want to be a dog.
I can go upstairs. It can be me, okay? Yes. It could be like a virtual presence device, and I can jump into cars, and I can go places, I can run, I can... And it's like I'm there. That is like the perfect vehicle, I think.
So it's a remote errand.
It can be a four-legged remote
errand. There you go. And you can play fetch.
No, I'll let the dog. I'll turn on the automatic mode for that. I just want to sit and rest.
There you go.
But for just $74,000, you can buy a Spot robot.
Whoa.
Okay, so you may have to work for a few years, but you know what? It's worth it if you need a robot dog.
Yeah, I'm going to be concerned with all the parents this Christmas. You better start saving up now.
Yeah, you might have to save for several things about that.
Wow, if that's $74,000, then how much are the dancing robots going to cost? I saw that on 60 Minutes. They spent 18 months programming them to dance to Do You Love Me?
But you know, on a more serious note, they have been tested by state police, I think in the state of Connecticut, to do some of these sniffing things and to assist police in their duties. And it's actually also been tested by Adam Savage. He's the guy from the
Mythbusters.
Yes, absolutely. He did a whole series of YouTube videos on this Boston Dynamics robot dog.
Wow.
And they're fascinating to watch. So
every second that goes by, we're getting closer to the future.
Okay. We have Chris on the phone. He has a quick question. We normally don't take questions, but during this portion, but we'll let this one slide. Chris, what's your question?
Oh, yeah. Good afternoon. I had a question. I have an Android pad, which I managed to destroy the touch feature of, and I have a lot of personal photos in it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something I could bring into you? Because apparently there's no hard drive in it.
There is a hard drive, and yes, there is a way. Do you have a Google account that you used with that Android?
No.
Okay. What brand is the Android?
It is an RCA Voyager 3.
I was afraid you were going to say that. Okay. Now, there is light at the end of the tunnel. So you might be able to, we might be able to get it plugged in. There is, I don't have the specialized software for that, but I know people that do, that is able to get the data from the memory that's inside of that device. Okay.
Okay.
I'll have time this week. Please.
So get a hold of you during normal operating hours, so to speak?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to, actually, I'm going to give you the main computer phone number, if you have a pen. That is.
Okay, let me grab a pen.
Yep. And I don't want to falsely reassure you. Sometimes these things don't work out. So I'm going to say that there's maybe a 50-50 chance that we can get everything off of there.
Okay. Okay. Fire away, sir.
The phone number is 520-261-5508. And that's the Computer Doctor of Tucson. And we'll try our best to get you fixed up.
Okay, and I thank you. And then I just had a comment about what you were just talking about prior to this.
Yeah, the dogs.
So I have a choice between a robot dog or, say, a fully loaded Ford F-250 pickup truck?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the truck, bud.
Okay. We may have... part of me wants to, you know, because we see those every day, but, you know... If you're not in the parking lot with a robot dog playing fetch, you're going to see a bunch of trucks, nice trucks, stop in that parking lot and watch me and my
exactly.
robot dog.
You see trucks all over the place. You never see a robot dog. So you would be on the cutting edge.
Two words, Westworld.
I think that's one word.
Okay. Oh,
but we'll let it slide.
I apologize. You guys have a great one.
Thanks, Chris, for calling in. Our next piece of news was in software. Many people still prefer the Chrome browser, but the Edge browser is here to stay for Windows 10 users. Microsoft admitted that the Chromium-based browser cannot be uninstalled due to the way Microsoft Updates installs it.
What a surprise. A Microsoft product that's actually built into the operating system?
That they, apparently you can't take out.
Wow, color me shocked.
But I can't tell you how many times people have asked me to remove it. And I'm just saying, you know what? I've tried to find ways to remove it, but it just doesn't go. Even if you do successfully go even into the services section or something deeper into the registry, it still just comes back. It's like hanging up a phone, but the person is still there. You know,
It's like the browser terminator. It just keeps on coming.
Okay, so what most people it's actually pretty funny. I had this guy come into the office, and he didn't have much money, and he wanted some things removed. And I said, "Listen, I'm going to have to charge a little bit of money to get these things removed." And he says, "Don't worry about it. My friend showed me how to do it." And then he goes up to the desktop and he deletes the icon.
And the shortcut.
The shortcut. And he thinks it's gone.
Poof.
And I said, yeah, see? Then he tells me, see, look, I removed it.
It's gone.
I said, no, it's not removed. Just because it's not on the desktop doesn't mean that it's really removed. There's a whole uninstallation procedure and probably hundreds or thousands of files that are in different places inside the computer. So don't hope you're not thinking that way. It takes more to uninstall a program than just simply removing some of the key files or the ones that you can find, because there are probably hundreds, sometimes even thousands of other batch files that you're not going to be able to find, okay, unless you have some very, very specialized software. Next is in manufacturing, some exciting news. The CEO of Intel is investing some $20 billion in Chandler, Arizona, for the manufacturing of chips.
Billion with a B.
20 billion with a
wow.
B. And there's going to be this big plant up there. You can see a lot of the structures that they're starting to build up there. And It's going to create thousands of jobs for people. So if you're trying to get into the tech world or one of these tech jobs, be sure you're reaching out to Intel if you live in Arizona or someplace close to Chandler or within commuting distance of Chandler. Okay. Chandler is becoming kind of like a tech gravitational center of a lot of technology here in Arizona, not to mention the Waymo driverless taxis.
Oh, right.
That is something that Google has put together. So you have taxis that are driving themselves in Chandler, and you also have, Microsoft chips being, Intel chips being manufactured there.
Right. So, it's like Silicon Valley with a dry heat.
Exactly. So, this is something that we're starting to see a pattern of big technologies, with the Apples, the Intels, the Microsofts, all these companies, they're trying to find alternative manufacturing outside of China.
Okay.
So they're going to, Malaysia, they're going to, a lot of things are happening here in the United States. The idea is to not be so China dependent. So, The few that are still building things in China, they're also building in other places outside of China. So that's kind of what is happening. But the real estate market in Chandler is actually starting to be affected, and it's pretty really cool about how things are like on the rise there. So
if you're a real estate agent in Chandler, yeah.
But right now is a good time to be a real estate agent in Chandler, I guess. So we may have a future Arizona Silicon Valley. So that's kind of exciting. I did want to move on to this next part. I just want to make this one little announcement here that if you have paid Roku, R-O-K-U, any fees for activation or registrations, please give me a call, okay? And you can reach us through the computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. There is a scam going around. A personal friend of mine has actually been affected by it. And I don't want other people to be affected by this. And I was not aware of this particular scam. There's all kinds of scams involving different well-known companies. But Roku does not charge. Because when you buy the thing, they don't charge you to turn around and activate it.
Right.
There's a sign up. Yeah, it's all included. So there shouldn't be any other thing on top of that. So give me a call if you have paid any of those activation or registration fees. Back on December 12th, just a few months back, we did a 7-minute segment with the Tucson Community Wireless Program that was launched for senior students and other people that are in need of Wi-Fi or internet that can't really afford a lot of those services. So the Tucson Community Wireless Program was put in place to help people. It was an LTE type network that was sponsored by the city of Tucson. And they were supposed to be having these LTE spots to be picked up by devices that they would hand out. And essentially, it would give you LTE or mobile internet Wi-Fi in your house, and it was all covered by the city of Tucson.
Is LTE the same kind of wireless that it's 4G. with your phone, right?
Right. Yeah. It was on a 4G network, and but something has happened to the program. We've been trying to be in contact with them for quite some time, over a month. We've called them. We've sent emails. We've even wrote them a letter, and nothing. So we sent a message out to Mayor Regina Romero, and hopefully we'll get a response because she actually did a part on her social media so that people would be aware of it. But if you are in need of internet, there are four internet services that I am recommending. That is Cox, Comcast, CenturyLink, and Starlink. That is coming to Tucson.
Oh, Starlink.
Starlink. So if you'd want to go with Cox, that is, if you're in the city limits of Tucson, that's $45 per month. At the very least, that gives you 25 megabits. If you want to go with Comcast, expect to pay about $49 per month for about 30 megabits download speed. CenturyLink is $64 per month, but you only get 1.5 megabits, but it's available in way more areas than the cable companies. New kid on the block is Starlink internet that has the low orbit satellite service. You can expect to pay $500 down for the equipment, for the initial equipment, the dish and all that. And then you can expect to pay $99 per month and expect anywhere from 147 megabits to 300 megabits download speed on those. But it is available absolutely everywhere because they're not running any wires to your house.
Right. So it's a dish like DirecTV, except you're not getting television. You're getting your internet service.
Exactly right. So that is with Starlink. And Starlink is taking applications for the Tucson area. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, sounds a lot faster, too.
We are going to take a quick commercial break. Up next is the Online Protection 101, our open lines, 520-790-2040, for any questions on that part. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show. Before we get into our next segment, Chris, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, Aaron, thank you for asking. What I can tell you about the Unscrewed Theater is we are still in business, even though we are 100% virtual. We have online comedy shows every Saturday night. That happens to be tonight at 7:30. The best way to get the link is to go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/unscrewedtheater, or you can just do a search on Facebook for Unscrewed Theater. I also wanted to let everyone know that this Tuesday night, April 6th, is a very special show. We're actually doing a comedy show on a school night in celebration of Arizona Gives Day. That is a statewide event for all nonprofit organizations, which Unscrewed Theater happens to be. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be very interactive. We're going to allow the audience to choose our games, and we're going to even bring some audience members into the virtual world with us to help us make people laugh.
So how much is Unscrewed Theater needing? Give us the number.
Unscrewed Theater's goal for this year's Arizona Gives Day is $10,000.
Okay.
And so we're looking forward to getting that goal.
And in seven and a half years, you can get a robot dog.
Yeah, we do that every year for 7 years. I'm hoping the price goes down by then.
Yeah, well, we would hope so. All right, so Unscrewed Theater, everybody, go over there and check it out. But in this next segment on this radio program, there is something I did forget to do. There was a part in here. I forgot to make it into my notes. There is a company that will pay you to make TikTok videos for them, and that company is Nerf.
Oh, I am on it.
Nerf wants you to play with their toys and make all kinds of interesting videos online, and they will pay you. I think I remember seeing the number $30,000 or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not chump change. They're willing. They want to get in the social media game. So if anybody out there loves Nerf and loves making videos, contact Nerf. They might be able to get you into something. But this next segment on this radio program is called Online Protection 101 because I'm on a mission to keep the public informed and safe safe online and to reduce the victim count of online crimes. So we're going to consider two or three cybersecurity tips today, and ultimately a book with all the tips will become available for purchase. The last time we did this this segment, we had tip number 58, 59, and 60, which was never message sensitive information because you always want to have end-to-end encryption. 59 was have a family challenge password so that you know that it's really the person that is supposed to be talking to you or communicating with you. And that the number 60 was to not travel alone because it makes you a target. So this brings us to tip number 61, and that is to be aware of what is around you. Okay, it's pretty basic. Okay,
well, yeah, but some people forget,
and you know, be aware of where people are, situation around. You know, don't be tunnel vision. A lot of us like to be in public with
staring at our phone.
Okay. You know, we see these funny videos of people, you know, walking into walls or walking into like fountains and poles while they're on there. So it's funny, but it could also be very serious.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you a target. If someone sees that you're not paying attention, you become a target. You can become a target for all kinds of things, all kinds of malicious behavior. Okay, so the idea is to you want to take steps to protect yourself and also so that you don't become a target. Obviously, you don't want to have somebody else be the target either. So we want to make sure that is the case.
Be alert.
Be alert. Absolutely.
Don't be a target. Be alert.
Be alert. And tip number 62, and that is to be aware of fake public Wi-Fi. Public Wi-Fi is something that still happens from time to time. What'll happen is you'll go into a local restaurant, a public place. It could be a library, it could be a hotel lobby. And what somebody will do is they'll have a laptop there and or maybe another router that's hidden in their bag or their back pocket that's powered, and it could be broadcasting a signal. And obviously, you can rename any Wi-Fi router. You can name it anything you want. And let's just say that you're at some hotel. You can just put the name of the hotel space Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone around you is going to think that Wi-Fi is the Wi-Fi for the hotel.
Right, right.
Okay. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to try to connect to it.
They're going
to
hook because it's free.
It could be. They can try, you know, once they connect to it, they're going to try to see how they can get in the connection.
Yeah.
But what they're really doing is it's to their benefit to give them like a $1 type deal where you have, you can have the whole week of free internet for $1.
Oh,
you
know?
Oh, yeah. Let me just go ahead and do that. Obviously, I'm in a place where there's a lot of public Wi-Fi. Let me go ahead and do that. But what they're really doing is they're capturing all of the credit card information.
Oh, right. They're getting your credit
card.
And
that's when they go on the shopping spree right then and there, okay, at that time. They don't just take it and just wait. They're actually actively doing it right there. So there can be somebody right over your shoulder that's actually stealing your stuff.
Oh, wow.
And you won't know.
Wow.
So be very, very wary of Wi-Fi. Now, the way that you can protect yourself on that is go up to a worker, an employee, whether it be, you know, a restaurant, ask for somebody that works there, a manager or somebody, and just ask them to confirm which Wi-Fi is theirs. If they're offering free Wi-Fi, which one is theirs, and make sure you connect to that one, and make sure you're not connecting to anything else.
Good tip.
That is the way you do that. Well, we're always running out of time, but if you want to help us to have a longer show, we always need more sponsors. So if you do have a product or service you want to advertise on the Computer Doctor Show, please give us a call. Or visit our website at thecomputerdoctorshow.com. Some of the things that we look forward to in some of our future episodes, we want to have an interview with some of the kids in Tucson that are doing some awesome technology things. We're going to be reaching out to some of the schools in the area, as well as some of the interesting technology that still is happening in some of the universities in the area. So make sure we do that. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVY 1030 The Voice, and we'll see you again next week.
Bye.